Happy Monday. If you haven't listened to last week's series on how to overcome and avoid burnout, please do yourself and your future self a favor and listen to every episode and then listen to them again. When I choose guests for the show, I'm very intentional. I do my research and then I ask them questions based on what I either need at the time or something that I know I have struggled with at some point in my motherhood journey. Sierra's last piece of advice for moms was to re-listen to every episode because every time you listen, you'll hear something different. I took her advice and I listened to them more than once. One of them I actually listened to at least 3 times. And the golden nugget I took away was this week's quote. It's not a thing unless you make it a thing. Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life's weekly empowering episode of Monday's Motivational Mindset. And you know what that means. It's time to kickstart your week with a boost of inspiration, positivity, and a whole lot of motivation. Working moms, I get it. Mondays can be tough. We all know that. But they're also a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity, and the perfect day to set the tone for a successful week ahead. I'm Carrie Pat, your host and fellow working mom. Every week, I'll be sharing a motivational quote and we'll break it down, share stories, and uncover the wisdom it holds for our unique journey as working moms. So whether you're getting ready for work, making those school lunches, or just enjoying a quiet moment alone, let's dive into this week's dose of motivation. Let's make this Monday count. This week's quote is, "It's not a thing unless you make it a thing," by Sierra Burton, our guest last week for our burnout series. How many times in your life have you made something a thing that didn't need to be a thing, something that happened or something someone did or said, a thing, into a bigger thing because you let it upset you, possibly to the point that you let it consume your thoughts? In our burnout series, Sierra used the example of a family getting together to take a big family picture, and someone in the family chose the outfits that they wanted everyone to wear, and you didn't like the outfit, and you made that a thing. And we're all guilty of something like that. I went through something very recently where it was something, now that I could look back, so small, but I made something a thing that really didn't need to be a thing, and I let it consume my thoughts. And when that happens, it really distracts you from all of the other things you have going on in your life. It affects how you're showing up as a mom, a wife, at work, and possibly in all aspects of your life. And when you find that happening, you really need to stop and ask yourself, is it really worth your energy and your headspace to make that thing a thing? And in the grand scheme of life, does this thing really matter that much? After listening to the Overcoming Burnout series, I started to use this week's quote as my mantra. Anytime the thought would creep into my head, I would take a deep breath and say, it's only a thing if I make it a thing. There were points that I would have to say it a few times to get things out of my head and refocus on whatever I was trying to do, be, or accomplish in that moment, but it really worked. In the example of the family picture, yeah, you might hate the outfit that they picked out. You might have to buy a shirt or something that you'll never wear again, but you can either try to sell it afterwards, donate it, or do something fun with the outfits. As a family, after you take the pictures, you could take a wreck the outfit picture, get some paint, put some tarp down in the yard and just let the kids play with paint, smear their hands all over each other. You don't care about the outfit anyway, and I guarantee that that will become a core memory for your family. So don't make it a thing. My challenge for you this week, mamas, is think of something in your life right now or something that recently happened that you let bother you that you made a thing. Then take a deep breath and take a step back from the situation and try to see the bigger picture and the timeline of your life and ask yourself, is this thing really worth making a thing? Really think about how this thing will impact your life. Will it have a domino effect on other areas of your life? If the answer is no, then I'm telling you right now, stop making it a thing. And I know it's not easy to do. We have our opinions. Even if you feel so strongly that you are right, or that your way is better, or that the other person isn't thinking about things from your perspective, you can't control what other people think. And sometimes they don't want to hear what you have to say, and saying it won't make a difference. So you really have to ask yourself, is it even worth making it a thing? The answer is usually no. So if you find yourself falling into that headspace, just say the mantra in your head as you take deep breaths. It's only a thing if I make it a thing. So what if you all wear an outfit you don't love? Don't make it a thing. Focus on the fact that your family is getting together. Feel the blessing of having a family that loves each other enough to want to get together, to take a photo to begin with. And don't let the clothes ruin the moment. of your family getting together to actually take the picture, if you carry that anger and resentment into that moment, you're going to ruin what could be a really fun experience and memory for your family or for whatever situation you're walking into. And even if every time you look at that photo, you cringe because you hate that outfit, try to focus on the people in the clothes and the love in the clothes and not the clothes themselves. We post the challenge every week in our Facebook group, and we want to help keep you accountable. So head on over to our group, Work Life Balance for Working Moms, and tell us what thing you are working on not making a thing this week. We can even help you have a better perspective and help you work through it. Sending you so much love and light. Till next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.